This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. In Uttar Pradesh, OPD services have resumed in Lucknow's Lok Bandhu Hospital after last night's fire incident. Hospital Director Sangeeta Gupta informed that OPD services have been resumed and all OPD doctors are present to attend to the patients.
ये जितने भी पेशेंट अंदर थे सभी को बाहर निकालकर और सरकारी अस्पतालों में भेज दिया गया, किसी भी तरह की कोई जनहानी नहीं। अभी डिफरेंट वार्ड्स में अलग अलग नंबर था, 200 के आसपास। कारण के बारे में बिल्कुल जानने की कोशिश की गई, सभी सकुशल पहुंचा दिए गए, किसी तरह की कोई भी स्थिति कोई जनहानी नहीं हुई। अभी स्थिति बिल्कुल ठीक है और आग पे भी काबू पा लिया गया।
Over 200 patients, including those in the critical care, were safely shifted out of the hospital after a massive fire broke out on the second floor of the hospital last night. Our correspondent reports that many patients were shifted to KGMU Balrampur Hospital and Civil Hospital after the fire broke out in Lok Bandhu Hospital. Divisional Commissioner Roshan Jacob visited Balrampur Hospital in the early hours today and took stock of the situation and the condition of the patients. The BJP has urged the West Bengal Governor, Dr. C.V. Anand Bose, to intervene into the Murshidabad violence issue. A petition in this regard was also filed at the Supreme Court by Shashank Shekhar Jha, requesting for a court-monitored investigation by a special investigation team. Meanwhile, ADG Eastern Command, BSF Ravi Gandhi, visited Samsherganj of Murshidabad yesterday and held a review meeting with the state DGP Rajiv Kumar and ADG South Bengal Shuprathim Sharkar. Senior police officers of various districts, including Jangipur, were also present in the meeting. ADG said BSF and police would jointly work to maintain peace and order in the violence-affected areas. Our correspondent reports large number of people from violence-hit areas of Murshidabad have taken shelter in the relief camps at Baishnab Nagar in Malda district. Last week, Samsherganj, Suti, Jangipur and various areas of Murshidabad district witnessed violence during protests against the Waqf Amendment last week. India's Hajj quota has been increased from 1,36,000 in 2014 to 1,75,000 in 2025. In a social media post, the Ministry of Minority Affairs said it is managing the arrangements through Hajj Committee of India for over 1,22,000 pilgrims this year under the main quota. The ministry said all necessary preparations, including flights, transport, Mina camps, accommodation and services, have been completed as per the Saudi Arabian guidelines. It said the remaining quota was allotted as customary to private tour operators. Indian stock markets opened with over 2% jump today, taking cues from global optimism following US government indicating possible tariff relief. The BSE Sensex rallied 1,679 points, up by 2.23%, to start the day at 76,836, while Nifty 50 index jumped over 539 points, or 2.36%, to open at 23,368.35. The sentiment in the market was lifted by signs that US President Donald Trump may announce further trade concessions, especially in the semiconductor and electronic sectors. Global markets reacted positively to these developments. The US government has frozen the funding of $2.3 billion to Harvard University after the institution rejected Trump administration's demand to dismantle its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. This development came after the US Education Department sent a letter on Friday with a list of demands to fight anti-Semitism on campus, including changes to governance, hiring practices, and admission procedures. In response, Harvard President Alan Garber accused the administration of overreach and asserted that no government should dictate what private universities can teach. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvathani Harish, has said that Dr. B.R. Ambedkar dedicated his life to laying the foundation of our modern republic. He was speaking at a discussion titled The Timeless Appeal of Dr. Ambedkar's Vision Within the UN and Beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion of Bengali New Year Poila Baishakh. In a social media post, the Prime Minister expressed hope that everyone's wishes would be fulfilled in the coming year. He also prayed for success, good health, prosperity and happiness for all. And that is the end of this news bulletin.